welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 6th, 2026. Every so often, I get one of these kind of emails, and I really enjoy them. I have to tell you, they're not threatening or anything like that. And if you ever want to send me one of these, I'm very interested in what you might have to say, how I could possibly help you. This comes from Justin, and let me read you the gist of it here. He says he's been listening to me for 4 or 5 months, and he's intrigued but not sold, as he said. And by the way, Justin, I am not selling anything, okay? I'm not here to garner your body, your mind, and whatever else you think I should be doing. I don't do that. I'm offering you an opportunity. I'm offering you some insight, hopefully some wisdom, and you can do with it what you want or not do with it what you want. It's up to you. So he asks, if you are not religious, then what are you? Where do you fit in this country? Where do I fit? I don't know. I have no idea where I fit. I don't even think like that. So I don't know. I don't fit in any religious community, as it were. Why? Because everybody has so many judgments about me and what I'm doing and how I'm trying to help people like you, to consider an alternative to your conventional way of thinking and living. So there's a lot of hypocrisy out there. And most people, I would say most religions are filled with people who are filled with hypocrisy. And they like what they hear, maybe philosophically, but psychologically they don't understand themselves. They don't understand the limits of their unconscious mind. They don't understand the era we're living in, the Kali Yuga. They don't understand many things. It's way beyond them. They're not interested, for the most part, Justin. People are not interested in the higher truths. They're not interested in understanding what we're doing here, what this world is all about, why we're here, how we got here. We just, we don't care. People don't care. Probably you, I hope you care, but there's a good chance you don't care. And with that all being said and done, here we are. You're asking me to explain myself to you, and that's a difficult thing for me to do. I am just here to show you an opportunity, an alternative. That's it. Now, if that sticks with you and you're interested in trying to find out who and what you are, the who is, you know, temporary, impermanent. The what you are is something you take with you, well, through death. To me, the most important things are only the things that you can take with you through death. It's the only importance there is in this lifetime. The rest is all falderal. And if you want to get involved in that falderal, and that's the way you want to live your life, and you want to formulate it into a philosophy, a religion, that's fine. You do what you need to do and live the way you need to live. I'm not telling you that what I am sharing with you is the way everybody should live, because they can't. They're too confined to their mind, their body, their genetics, their DNA, their gender. As long as you think that the personage of you is more important than the spirit of you, I have no place in your life. None. My message, my work, my life is for those who are considering the idea of the futility of living in this world the way we do live in this world, out of desperateness, out of a sense of determined desperateness. And we formulate opinions and concepts and beliefs that have nothing to do with who and what we really are. Absolutely nothing to do with who and what we are. It's just the blah blah, as I call it. And many people are easily seduced by that. I understand that. I'm very, very aware of that. But that doesn't mean anything to me. I am here to offer you, those of you who can hear and have eyes to see, ears to hear, who are still open and you are not tainted by your religious beliefs, your family beliefs, your biological stuff, when you really understand what that all means and how that has hurt you, then maybe you'll be able to hear some of the things I'm talking about. So, Justin, I don't have any answers for you that would satisfy your curiosity or your intellectual prowess. I just don't have any. I'm not based in that. I'm not built in that. I never have been. So my experience of life may not be appreciated by your needs in life, okay? And that would mean that I have nothing to say to you that would be worth a hoot. And I probably don't have anything to say to you that would be worth a hoot because you're looking at your life from a different perspective than I am. I don't want you to think that whatever your perspective is, even though it may not match my work or my life, is wrong. I just want you to consider the idea that there might be something different. And if you're interested in that difference, hallelujah. If you're not, hallelujah. You know, everybody finds their place in this world. We're all sitting in the theater of our life in the right seat. No matter what you may think, we all have the right seat. So learn from it. Be open to it. After a while, life becomes involuntary. You just kind of go through the motions of living like, you know, people do. Monday you do this, Tuesday you do that, Wednesday you do, you know, this whole thing. And by hour, you know, and this hour you do this, and that hour you don't do that, and blah, blah, blah. A lot of people just fall into that, and they never, never, ever see what they're really doing. They just wasted their whole life on assumption, presumption, conjecture, and created a spiral of, well, dysfunction in their life. And they don't see that either. They think God did it or life did it or whatever. We are the ones making up every situation that we face, every single one. There isn't one that Gregory Edward hasn't created in his life, my livingness. But to make it the final decision, to look at it and go, well, this is the way it is. I know it's not too you know, lofty, but this is the best I'm going to do. I got to keep my marriage. I got to keep my kids. I got to keep things rolling here because if I don't, I'll live alone or I'll be broke. I'll go to divorce court and be broke and all of that other stuff that people worry about. I'm telling you, you will be taken care of no matter what you do, whether you stay or go or right or wrong. Don't fall into that crazy. Don't do that. Just consider one thing, just one thing. Is this all there is? Just that. Is this all there is? Work, family, is this all there is? And if that's enough for you, then that's enough for you. You know, that's just the way it is. But if it's not enough for you, and if you're looking for something maybe a little more profound, instead of the profaneness of living in the seeming sanity of your insanity, then maybe something of the other shore can reach you. And you might want to go and discover something within yourself that is beyond the confines of thinking and believing in right and wrong, good and bad, up and down, in and out. Just consider it. And if you can do that, well, you never know where that's going to lead you. Well, you're here with me, so it must have brought you something to be with me just for these few moments. Thank you, Justin, for your beautiful question and also your kind comments. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.